Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Come on, we can do better than that. Say, give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. For he is surely worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Our call to worship scripture today is, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you for this day. Lord God, we want to say thank you for your presence being here with us. For we can't have this service without you. If you are not included, Father God, then we are serving and worshiping today amiss. Lord God, we are doing it in vain glory. But because we know that you are here today, we know, Father God, that we will be able to worship in righteousness and in truth. Today we say thank you for your presence. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn 418.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Our responsive reading today is number 44, Repentance in the Old Testament of the African American Hymnal. Let us read responsively. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. for I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. You desire truth in the inward being, therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit. Again, when the wicked turn away from the wickedness they have committed and do what is lawful and right, they shall save their life.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Now, I want us to act like it looks outside, because today is truly a beautiful day. I mean, it is gorgeous outside. And God sent us here this morning, so we came to praise him, and we're going to act like it this morning. Before I even get started, Rodney Porterfield, thank you for reading the responsive reading this morning. Oh, you such a little gentleman. And Vita, thank you for bringing your children to church and training them in the way that they should go. And Rodney, I heard about you yesterday at layman's meeting. I've been hearing all about you. But what we want to tell you is grow in this church. We applaud you for what you're doing. Thank you. It is my pleasure to acknowledge our visitors at this time. So if you are here visiting with friends or relatives, or if you just stopped by to worship with us today, please stand and be acknowledged at this time. Do we have any visitors this morning? I didn't think so. We're one big happy family this morning. We even have our person back with us. Iris is back with us safely from Paris. And it's just all wonderful. So we're just one big happy family this morning. Praise God. Just a few announcements, and I'll be as quick as possible. The Southeast Conference of the United Church of Christ will host its annual meeting in Atlanta, Georgia, on June 2nd and 3rd at Kirkwood United Church of Christ. I sent this information to our delegates this morning, and I will get it out to the church. That's June 2nd and 3rd in Atlanta. The Women's Fellowship is partnering with Highland Avenue School. We mentioned this to you all earlier, but I'm reminding you now that this will be an ongoing project. The church is invited to participate as it takes a village to supply needed items that they need at Highland Avenue. A list of items will be provided through the one call, and you can get started bringing your donations as soon as next Sunday. Church, I'm gonna say this to you, we're all busy. So if you don't have time to go to Walmart, you don't have time to pick up this, you can see the chairman of this, that's Sherilyn Harding, and you can donate funds for this project, and they'll go shopping for you to do whatever we need to do. But this is a big project. We need to include the entire church, and we're going to kick it off. We mentioned it, but we haven't kicked it off, so we're ready to kick it off. Women's Fellowship have a meeting coming up. They've changed it. It's going to be next Saturday, And I'm sure we're going to come back to you all next Sunday with details about what it is the Women's Fellowship is planning on doing. And if you missed the layman's meeting yesterday, I heard you missed something. No, I didn't get a croquette either. But I heard we really missed something on yesterday, and I applaud the men for taking off. And I hear great things are coming for us, including the church picnic. I'm excited. So we've got a lot going on. Church, a church that prays together and works together, stays together. We've got a lot to do. Pastoral Relation meeting is scheduled for Wednesday night. This Wednesday night, Pastoral Relations Committee, we're going to meet here at the church at 6:30 p.m., right after Bible study. At 6:30 p.m. So come to Bible study, and then we're going right on in the pastoral relations meeting. Church, I am saddened this morning to inform you of the passing of Mrs. Bobby Parker. Bobby Parker passed away this morning. She is the wife of Jim Parker, and they are former members of this church, and they are members of Community United Church of Christ. I'm going to keep us informed as we move forward with this. Reverend Dorinda Broadnax got me first thing this morning to let me know. I now have the address where we can send condolences and a phone number for Jim as well. I'll share that with the church this afternoon. But let's keep them in our thoughts and prayers as Jim goes through his time of sorrow and as well as their family. I want us to continue to keep Reverend Robinson and his family in your thoughts and prayers. They had a funeral yesterday at Big Roxanne, and I'm sure it wasn't easy bearing too at the same time, but we're going to remember them in our thoughts and our prayers. And I want you all to remember all of the sick and all of our shut-in. By the way, Jimmy Cale sends us love. He's still going to dialysis, and he said on a good Sunday when he's feeling well, he will be back with us. We have anniversaries this week, and when I say we have anniversaries, we have anniversaries. Daryl and Elisa Sinkfield is on the 24th. How many years? How many, Elisa? Thank you very much. Timothy and Ashley Harden, they're going to be celebrating on the 26th. And Bob and Teresa Crum, you're celebrating on the 27th. How many years? Wow. With one man. All right, I always tease about that, but I just think it's simply wonderful. And we do have a few birthdays this week. Erica French is celebrating a birthday. That's why Pat French is not here today. The whole family is here. She was planning on coming, and then she called this morning and said she would not make it, but be back with us on next Sunday. So we're wishing all of our birthday people and everywhere a happy birthday. I'm finished now, church. And as always, I leave you with the thought for the week. And you get two today, not just one, but two. The first one is, God is still listening. I want all of you to hear this one. God is still listening. He hears everything. He knows your thoughts, even probably before you think them. He knows the words that come out of your mouth. And most of all, he sees you. That's the first one. And the second one is very dear to me, and I want all of you to hear me when I say this to you this morning. No matter what you're going through, I'm going to say it again. No matter what you're going through, God's got you. Have a wonderful week, church. Yep.
help me to hold on.
Every day
Lord,
of my life,
help me to hold on.
I'm gonna hold
Lord,
out.
Help me to hold on.
Every day
Lord,
of my
help
life,
me to hold on.
I'm gonna
Lord,
love you.
Help me to hold on.
Lord, help me to hold out. Come on. Anybody want him to help you to hold out until your changes come? Come on. All right. All right. Help me to hold out until my chain has come. There have been many a nights where I was crying, asking God, when will my chains come? And he said, just hold on just a little while longer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And when he showed up, he showed out. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. What an awesome God we serve. You know, when we ask you to give God a hand clap of praise, we're not asking you to give us a praise. And so we need to recognize how good God is. Amen. Because I've learned, and all that I know, he taught me. I'm trying to hold myself together. And all that I have, he gave. See, many of us think it's our education. That was just your preparation. God did the blessing. Somebody ought to give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come today. We come thankful. Lord God, we come realizing that you are simply a mighty God. Not only are you a mighty God, but you are the only God. You are the supreme being. Besides you, there is no other. So we come in today to say thank you, Lord God, for all that you have already done. Father, we want to thank you for what you're going to do today. And Father, we want to thank you for what you're going to do in our future. For surely we don't know what's to come. But Father, we know that you know all things because you are all knowing. So we say thank you. Thank you for being such a good God who has his ears tended to his people. But Father, you hear our every cry. You hear our every desire. Lord God, you know even the desires of our hearts. So we say thank you. And Father, you know even the things that we should ask for that we don't know to ask for. And you give us even those things. So we say thank you. You are such an awesome God. And all we can do is offer up you some praise. Lord God, so we say thank you. And we don't even have enough words in our vocabulary to thank you for all that you do for us. But we know that you are our God and you are all powerful. So today we come to say thank you. Thank you today for being our God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. And thank you for covering us. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen. 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 We ask now that the officers would come for the purpose of tithing and offering.
Thank you.
us bound. Amen. Let us bow. Our Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you now for these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Father, that as we make decisions and as we touch what you have received today, that we do it in a way that's pleasing in your sight, so that a man can see that yet you still have all power in the palm of your hands. In your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Lord, don't move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. And Lord, don't take away my stumbling block, but lead me all around. Oh Lord, you don't have to move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. And Lord, don't take away my stumbling block, but lead me all around. Lord, I don't bother nobody. I try to treat everybody the same, but every time I turn my back, they scandalize my name. Oh, Jesus, you don't have to move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. And Lord, don't take away my stumbling block, but lead me all around. Now when they slay me, these things they will try to do, but Lord, don't touch them, but within their heart, make them give their life to you. Oh, Master, you don't have to move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. And Lord, don't take away my stumbling block, but lead me all around.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's have some church. Have to move my mountain, but give me the strength to take away my stumbling block. But lead me on. Amen. Come on, give God some hands because of praise. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Golly. The male chorus ain't playing today. Amen. Sound like they getting ready to make them a CD. Amen. What? I ain't playing either. I felt all of that. Amen. And God is good. Amen. Amen. I'm still trying to recover. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come now asking that you be a part of this message. Not only that you be a part of this message, but this message be sent directly from you. For all I am is a wretched vessel who's not worthy to stand in your shoes. But Father, your people need to hear a word. And so you chose to use me. Speak through me so that they can hear you and see what you have for them. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, and we won't be long, turn with me to the book of Exodus. To the book of Exodus. The 14th chapter. And we'll begin reading at that 13th. Exodus 14, and we'll start reading at the 13th verse. And it reads, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." Amen. You may be seated. Just for a few minutes, I would like to take this subject. What do you do when you are standing on the shore of your Red Sea? What do you do when you're standing on the shore of your Red Sea? See, many of us will at some point in life have to deal with something that we consider to be impossible to overcome. We're going to have to deal with something in life that we don't think that we can conquer. We're going to have to deal with something that will shake the foundations of what we have learned in church. It's going to be something that's so powerful and something that is so strong, it's going to cause you to look at yourself. It's going to cause you to look at what you've learned in church. Lord, have mercy. I'm trying to help somebody today. Because if you haven't had such an experience, that experience is coming. So it's best that you be prepared for when it comes. This experience will show you some things that you have never seen. the facts of the evidence that will be presented to you will be stacked against you. It will cause you to be frightened. It will cause you to feel overwhelmed. It will make you feel defeated. It will make you feel vulnerable because you'll begin to look at your strengths and your weaknesses, and you will find that perhaps your strength is not enough to overcome. I'm just trying to help somebody today, because we as Christians have gotten this idea in our head that if we follow God, things won't happen to us. Somehow, the teaching of there being no issues in your life when you are a Christian has made its way into our doctrine. And that's a falsehood, because if you are a Christian, you must understand the world does not love you because it didn't love your master. Some things are going to happen in your life simply because you are a child of God. Here we find God's people dealing with something they didn't see coming. God had freed them from the struggles of being oppressed by the Egyptians. He freed them from the grips of slavery. He freed them from the hardship of having to do things that no man could do unless God helped them. And here, the God that they love so has freed them, but it looked as if he's turned his back on them. How can you say that, Reverend? Well, they find themselves down at the Red Sea. They freed them. And when they left with a plan in motion. But God changed Moses' plan and told him to go in a different direction. And this direction led them to a place where their enemy felt that he could attack them because he felt that they was wandering aimlessly in the wilderness. They were wandering lost in the wilderness. He felt now that they didn't know where they were going, that he could now attack them. Not knowing that it was God's plan the whole time. I said that to say to some of y'all, sometimes God's plan is to put us in a strange position. So that he can do something to free us not only from ourselves, but free us from our enemies. Reverend, God is a good God. He would never allow me to get in a predicament where I could perhaps lose my life. He will never allow me to get in a predicament where my enemies can perhaps overcome me. Well, I come to tell you, you haven't lived long enough. Because if you are a child of God and you've lived a life of some years, you found yourself in some strange places. In some places that were so messed up, you didn't know what to do when you found yourself there. You didn't know how you was going to overcome. You didn't know how you was going to come through. All you knew is that, I don't know how I got here. Anybody ever found themselves in this situation? Where you didn't know how you got there, and things did not look good for you. Things looked bad. Perhaps it was somebody on your job who said some things about you that was not true. Perhaps you have a friend who stabbed you in the back. Or maybe you have someone in the church that you love who lied to you. However, you found yourself in a situation that you didn't see coming. And the facts said that you were about to be overtaken. You see, people of God, they're down at the Red Sea. Their enemy changed their mind. that we freed them, but they look like they're lost. Now realizing God is the one who hardened his heart to make him attack his people. What you must understand is if you are a child of God, God has a plan. It may not make any sense to you, but God has a plan. It may not feel good to you, but God has a plan. It may not look good to you, but God has a plan. And it may not sound good to you, but yet and still, God has a plan. And his plan is way above your way of thinking. His plan is way above what you can and can't see. When God do things, he do things in eternity. When we do things at the moment. We don't understand God's plan. That's why the Bible refers to us as the sheep. Because sheep can't see well. They're narrow-sighted. That's why they need shepherds to guide them to where they're going. When we look at ourselves spiritually, we don't see well. We have narrow views when it comes to spiritual things, not understanding that God works in the spirit first, and then you'll see the result in the natural. Here they are standing on their Red Sea. Something that looks pretty bad. Because the enemy is now close behind them, ready to attack to either kill them or take them back into captivity. And when they looked around, they found that there was no way to escape. They had mountains on the left. They had mountains on the right. And before them, they had a sea at this place where they were crossing was 20 miles wide and 230 feet deep. And their enemy is behind them with all of his soldiers, all of his chariots, all of his great captains of his army, and he was coming to kill them or take them back into captivity. When you find yourself where you feel like you're boxed in, you can't go forward. You can't go to the left, and you can't go to the right. And your enemy is on your trail. Do what God told Moses. God says, why are you calling me? Because many times we will call on God, but we're not calling him with the right mindset. We're calling him not because we have faith. We're calling him because we are afraid of the situation we're in. God said, why, Moses, are you calling me? Tell the people to go forward. Go forward, God? We stand before the sea that's 230 feet deep, and you telling me to tell these people to go forward? God says, go forward. I said that to say this to you. When you find yourself in a place where you feel that you can't do nothing, go forward. When you're on the shores of your Red Sea, go forward. When you're on the shores of something that looks like you can't overcome, go forward. Reverend, how can I go forward? You can only go forward in faith. See, the fact says that you can't do it. Fact says that this sea is too deep for us to cross. Fact says that that mountain on the left is too high for us to climb. That mountain on the right is too high for us to climb. Fact says that the enemy is about to kill you. But faith says this. God can change the nature of your situation to make sure that you can go through your Red Sea. Amen. What you mean, Reverend? God changed the nature of what the enemy was trying to use against them to make it beneficial for them. In other words, when your enemy is trying to trap you, what they are trying to use against you to trap you, God said, I will take that thing and make it a blessing for you. What did you do when you had your Red Sea? Everything is falling apart, Reverend. I don't know how to do it. The doctor told me I got cancer. God said, go forward. Reverend, I lost all that I had. I'm living out of my car. God said, go. Oh. Reverend, I don't know what to do. My husband, my wife, they left me. I just can't make it. God says, go. Go forward. I don't have any friends, Reverend. I'm standing all by myself. God says, he says, because if you go forth in faith, everything that's been used against you, I will take it and make it a blessing for you. What did God do? God made water stand up. Anybody here ever try to make water stand up? I'm just asking. I mean, we got any Moses in here, I want to know. Can anyone in here make water stand up? I'm not talking about ice cubes. I'm talking about warm water. How can you make something that's liquefied stand up? How can you make something that's wet be dry? How can you make something that's liquefied be hard? How can you make the winds blow at the right time so it will dry the ground so we can cross over on? How can you do these things? God said, if you have just a little bit of faith. He said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, I'll take that thing that your enemy is trying to use you at your Red Sea, and I will make it beneficial for you, and I will bless you with it. Remember, I'm talking about me. I can't talk about anybody else. When the job that I had on North Fourth Street, I was working with EDS. EDS decided that, you know, they can no longer do the federal government student loan account. Well, they didn't decide it. The government decided it for them because their bid was too high. Someone came in on the bid. And we were all losing our job. And a young lady called me and said, Roger, I have an opportunity for you. And I was concerned because I was in the fast track management program with you. So the managers asked me to stay on. They were like, stay on with us, and we'll make sure you're good. We'll take care of you through this transition. Well, those managers who asked me to stay on lost their job. And they lost their job when I was still there, because what you do when you're doing transitions like that, you get rid of the highest paid people first. So when they fired them, I was concerned. I was like, wait a minute, God. The people who was going to protect me can no longer protect me. What am I going to do? Well, a young lady called me and said, well, I think I have a job opportunity. It's in the IT field. And when they gave me the manager's position, I thought about you. I thought about your work ethics, and I thought about you being a child of God, and God placed you in my spirit, so I'm calling you and say, if you want the job, it's yours. I said, wait a minute now. I don't have an IT degree. I have a degree in accounting. She said, don't worry about that. We'll train you on the job. I said, okay, well, if you're going to train me on the job, then what you going to pay me? Well, we're going to give you a $10,000 pay rate. I said, well, let me do this now, because, you know, this is coming too fast. This is coming too soon. Let me go and pray and ask God if this is the right thing to do. When I was on my knees, God said, why are you praying to me? I've just made a way out of no way for you. Amen. And you are asking me what to do? First of all, son, you didn't even know this job was available. Amen. You didn't apply for this job. Amen. They called you and offered you the job on the spot and gonna give you a $10,000 pay raise. And you on your knees asking me what to do? God said, I have taken what looks to be a bad situation for you and made it a blessing. You ought to give God some praise. Don't ask me what to do. Go ahead and move forward. You may not think that you can go through the Red Sea, but when you got God, you can go through anything. When you got God, you can overcome anything. When you got God, you got enough power to destroy any enemy that stand before you. And when you got God, you must know that anytime that looks like there's something impossible in your life, God can make it possible. Oh, somebody missed that. So somebody's facing something impossible right now, but God said, with me, it's possible. They said, you can't be healed. Guess what? I can heal you today. They said, you can't be set free. God said, guess what? I'll set you free today. They said that you can't get back into your house. God said, guess what? I give you that house and another house. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here today. Because when you're at your Red Sea, you must know God said, if you go forward, you go forward with me. And when you go forward with all power. There's no more greater power than me. You at your Red Sea and you don't know what to do. Go forward. Go forward. For those who are in the military, y'all know they tell you when you're facing an enemy and you have to shoot at that enemy, they don't tell you to hunker down behind something. They tell you get up and advance. Move forward. Because when you're moving forward as a unit, you're moving forward with power. Children of God, when you move forward in your situation, you got to know you're moving forward with power. If God is who he said he is, and we know that he is who he said he is, then when you move forward with the power of God. Give God some praise. Because he is a good God. He is an almighty God. There is no other but him. Amen. The doors of the church are now open. If there will be one who do not know God and the free pardons of your sins, the Bible says the time is now. Find him while he is near, for surely there shall come a time where God can't be found.
Only trust him. Only
before I get a benediction, let me say thank you to our college students for being here today. Amen. It is good to see you. Amen. Amen. And let me also say thank you to the church family for all of your thoughts and all of your prayers. You guys have been a blessing. My family had to deal with something that we never thought that we would have dealt with. Burying two family members at the same time is a pretty tough thing. And I want you to know that we are thankful for your prayers. We're thankful for your love. Some of you guys are giving cards and called and text. We really appreciate it all. You guys have truly been a blessing to us. And also, thank you for allowing us to be your supply pastor, amen, in this time of transition. We don't take that lightly because we know that this is a serious time, amen? Because when the sheep are without a shepherd, the wolves are lurking, amen? So thank you for trusting us, thank you for believing in us, and thank you for loving us, amen? Amen. Now let us bow our heads. Father God, we come now asking that you be with us, Lord God, that you keep us, that you watch over us. Not only that, Lord God, but that you empower us that while we are here, we have enough power to fight the enemy, Lord God, while we're away from this church. Give us strength. Give us grace. Give us peace. So when we can return back to this church, we'll return, Lord God, with praise on our lips because we've been able to overcome. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let her heart say amen. Amen. Amen.